This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time for the hard news. Hard
news. News.
News.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news. Or nope.
Now, with more nopes. Sorry, I'm not necessarily going to do more.
Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening.
I didn't say that with confidence. Good evening.
Good evening.
Today is the day that you have to have gotten your real ID.
Oh.
Do all of you in the room have it?
Yeah, I've had it for a few years.
What's a real ID?
Oh, it has a star on it.
You've got the star on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Slacker is checking
in the corner.
Oh, the star! I got a star!
Yeah.
What happens if I don't have a star?
You gotta like travel with your passport. Like you can't get on an airplane without your passport. So this is all very good information.
Hold on, should I have known this before this moment?
Yes. Yeah. But here we are. That's actually not what my news is.
Okay.
My news is that Krispy Kreme is giving out one free donut to anyone today because the DMV sucks. So. Go ahead and get a free donut. You don't even have to show them your ID. They'll just give you a donut.
You just walk
today.
In and go, do you have to say the DMV sucks?
Nope. Just,
you roll into Krispy Kreme.
Just go.
Are you getting a kickback
in store and at the drive thru? I do not work for Krispy Kreme.
Okay. But, can I tell you my weird Krispy Kreme story?
Sure.
Do you know?
Oh.
That was well played.
Thank you.
You can. It's okay.
Here's the thing. Do you know they give out free donuts when the hot light's on?
No, it's not free. It's just telling you it's hot.
Okay. Well, one time I took my son to the pediatrician and we were driving by and it was like hot light sign came on. And so we pulled in. You're about to have the best donut you've ever had in your life.
He had never had one?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm a good dad. Sorry, you don't want your kids to grow up thinking donuts are something they have every weekend with their father at Quick Trip. Tea hack.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't have to show ID at Krispy Kreme. They know
They're like, ha! Anyway,
where's the boy?
As we walked in, they were like, handed us two donuts. So that's what we wanted.
So then you walked out.
No, then I had, like, I bought a dozen because I felt weird. You can't just leave with the free donut. And that's what I think they're doing today. They get you through the door and like, here's your free donut. You're a J-hole if you leave. You can't just leave. I don't know what a J-hole is either.
The whole point of today is free original glazed donut. No purchase necessary.
I know, but I still think.
Also, you've only got a couple hours.
Can anybody just walk in and walk out?
I would.
No, I would feel. I mean, regardless of the deal, I'm not one donut. Wasting a trip.
Sorry, the music started.
Good evening.
Good evening.
7 out of 10 of us stress when we're doing this part of a trip.
Packing.
Aaron got it.
Oh, sorry.
It's packing. No, this, you nailed it.
You stress when you pack?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. We've been over this on show that you don't approve of my packing methods. Erica is now here. So we have an unbiased person to run this. How do you...
Oh, so you're doing...
How do you pack for a trip, Erica? How would you say? What is your strategy?
Hoping for the best.
How many pairs of underwear do you pack?
I pack so much. Okay, I pack as much underwear as is clean. Sometimes I pack 10 pairs for like 3 days.
Yeah.
You do two per day, right? Two per day.
It's
one accident per day.
If I worked out, these are like workout underwear. Okay.
I mean, is there a lot of different foods that might have gastrointestinal?
I do two pair
per day.
That's good. Yeah.
Are you soiling them?
No, because I end up not using them, but you just
not
never
all of
know.
You got backups.
Okay. What is
I forget yeah. why so, I hate
okay,
your packing
so
method.
If I think, okay, Tuesday we'll get there. Tuesday, I'll need a shirt, underwear, socks, bottoms.
You're wearing.
Wednesday, I'll need shirt, underwear, socks, bottoms.
Also,
I pack by day. And you said that's like how a kid packs.
Yes.
I pack by
event. What's wrong with it though? By what?
Event. So if I'm doing something during the day, I might need a different outfit at night.
Yeah.
And then if we're hiking and then we're doing
Yeah, but
shots,
I just grabbed
I don't know.
A bunch of black t-shirts. I don't know that this is my Tuesday black t-shirt. I just have black clothes, gray clothes, and black clothes and gray clothes.
Yeah, I think you're wrong.
No.
I think T-Hack's got a good point.
For some reason, I think you're wrong. Like, you don't already know the outfit. You can't say, I'm wearing the green cargos with the dusty rose.
If you know what you're doing that day.
Mm-hmm. No, because then all of a sudden you wake up that day and it's rainy and you're like, ooh, I don't want to wear that. And so you got
to
have...
So you pivot.
Yeah, my plan was to go to Krispy Kreme. We're going. It doesn't matter what the weather is.
Are you done with your
questionnaire? Yeah, I don't think I was proven right.
I don't think I was proven right.
No, T-Hack, I think you were proven right.
If I'm the judge. Joy to have around.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is your reminder that Mother's Day is Sunday. So if you have not gotten a gift, do so immediately. But also, I have a list of the best movies to watch on Mother's Day because maybe your gift is quality time.
Okay. What movie? What? Hold on.
I won't do them
Psycho.
All.
Psycho.
What?
No.
Because he's pretending to be his mom and killing people?
That's the premise?
That's on my, I don't, that's
I don't
on
do
my
movies.
List. Yeah, I don't, haven't Ooh, seen
you
it.
You haven't seen Psycho?
Nope.
Welp. Spoiler alert. It's not his mom killing everyone. Are you serious? It's from like the 60s, for God's sake. I cannot have just spoiled. I don't know of any other mother movies. What's another mother movie?
I don't know either. No.
What do you got?
Isn't there one called Mother's Day?
Is there?
Mother's I don't Day? Know. That's
I'll
not,
do research
that's
while Aaron tells us.
Okay. Number three. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Interesting choice.
I've never seen that.
It's good. It's funny. It's good.
Okay.
Kate Hudson, Jennifer Aniston, Jason Sudeikis, Julia Roberts, Mother's Day.
Okay.
Nice. Is that one where all the stories,
yeah,
and then
it's
they eventually...
like Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's one of those where it's kind of a Love
New
Actually.
New Year's Eve,
kind of...
there was a big run there.
yep, got it.
Number two, The Parent Trap, the 1998 one, which I believe is Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that Dennis Quaid?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to need to talk about that when the microphones aren't on. What the hell just happened?
Number one, Mamma Mia. Let's go.
Mamma Mia!
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.